Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Are you ready for an exciting and challenging day?
No.
No, wait. Yes.
Why exactly are you here?
It's Thursday.
Thursday. Rise and grind.
Okay, back to the old grind.
Wow.
Come on, back to work.
Oh, my God.
I've never heard you talk like that before.
Then maybe you should listen.
It's Thursday.
Let's start the day off with
some fun. Real fun.
Gee, will we?
Let's start the show.
Let the show begin.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, waking you up. It is show number 1,984. Carla, it's Thursday morning. It's 6:08 right now.
It sure is, Mike, and it is every bit of Thursday. Gosh, it feels good. It feels really
so
good.
So Thursday.
Yeah, but that's fine, because you know what? The weekend is right over there. Just look. It's right there.
Oh, my God. There it
is. See? See all your bad decisions? See them coming up?
I do.
See them?
Just like...
Oh, my gosh. I had to laugh today. We're not going to celebrate it, but it's National Grouch Day.
Oh.
Morty, pipe down.
You know what?
Pipe down.
I'm ready to celebrate.
Yeah, well, I see a box over there of donuts.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
We got them.
They've got them.
You got
in.
The Dunkin' Donuts.
Did you taste them yet?
No, not yet.
Oh.
I'm going to wait. I only got six, though, because...
I will not allow you to try to eat all those at once. I will not do it. I will not. That scares me.
Only six? Why? Were you afraid to get six more and make it an even dozen?
No, just because I know that I'm not going to get past six.
Okay.
And I don't think anyone else here is going to eat them.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever had ghost pepper?
Yeah.
It's like death. It's death. It's awful.
Well, maybe it's best that you only got a half a dozen.
Well, there was like, I guess they had to make them, so I sat in the drive-thru for
a
few moments.
Oh, nice, fresh.
And yeah, and the frosting was on the box, so I was like, oh, it's on my finger. I licked it, and I'm like, oh my goodness.
I can't. I just...
Were there cars behind you lined up? Because they're out today.
Oh, no.
No,
first one in line. In fact,
nice.
I got there before they even opened. I sat there until they flipped on the light.
That's Russ, when you know you want something that bad.
Yeah. Russ wasn't behind you.
No.
Okay. Come on, dude.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens a little bit later on this morning.
That is so funny.
Sunshine today, high in the low 90s, upper 80s tomorrow. Looking forward to a nice weekend as well.
Beautiful.
72 now. First Take on some entertainment
news.
All
right,
news.
We ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the SEC has canceled two of this weekend's games. Alabama's coach Nick Saban tested positive. Alabama's game against Georgia this week is still on for now. As of now, it is. So all sorts of sports crazy. This cracked me up, and that's the only reason I'm reading this. Now, Houston Astros pitcher Zach Greinke says, "It's nice playing in an empty stadium." He said, "Fans, you know, always bothering you, asking you for autographs and pictures." He says, I just don't like any of that stuff. Yeah. And you're a Houston Astro, Jack.
Here he is talking about it.
You know, I don't really notice fans when the game's going on, but warming up and practice before game. I mean, for me, it's nice not having fans in the stands because then there's no one trying to talk to you and asking for autographs and wanting pictures and all that stuff. I don't like any of that stuff.
Perfect
candidate for Grouch Day.
Yes, exactly. Well, he is
number one grouch.
I would imagine a lot of Astros are fine with not having fans. It's fine. No. We're good. This is the coolest news I have heard in a long time, at least to me. Dexter, the series Dexter. It ended, and a lot of people were not happy with the finale, including myself. I was maybe a bit more forgiving watching it from the beginning. Apparently, they're going to get another shot at finishing off Dexter. Showtime is reviving it with Michael C. Hall. It's only going to be one season, 10 episodes, no premiere date yet, but it will be sometime next fall. Now, the executives at Showtime said they were only going to do it if they had a really good creative take on something that was worthy, and they say they found it.
Well, I was right there with you. The last episode, when I saw the last episode, I go, really? I watched every episode, all the seasons, and this is what you leave us with?
Yeah.
You suck.
I got it in the the sense that, you know, I mean, we can talk about it another time, but that they took him back to right where he started.
Wow. Yeah.
And he became cold and uncaring, and it sounds like that is where they will start this.
Wow.
So, last night, the Billboard Music Awards, some of the winners, Post Malone, top artist, top new artist, Billie Eilish, no surprise there, top duo or group, Jonas Brothers, top song sales, Lizzo, and the top collaboration, Shawn Mendes, and Camila Cabello for Senorita.
Mm-hmm.
And a big happy birthday to our favorite Tito of all, and that is Tito Jackson. It is his birthday today.
Wow.
He's 67.
What?
Tito. Tito is 67 years young. Yes, he is. That is my take for now, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning, no matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, we're just a phone call away. Anytime you want to connect with us, 702-739-9636. Text or call. Lines are always open. Carla, you had mentioned Tito Jackson, 67 years old today.
Yes, he is.
Wow. We had Tito on the show quite a while ago.
That was a long time ago.
And one of the questions we asked, growing up as a Jackson, what was it like, especially with all the stories you heard about his father, Joe Jackson? And here's what he told us.
We weren't no different than the people down the street. You know, everyone had parents and everyone got scolded by each other's parents. And I look at it, I had a tremendous father. If we need more fathers like Joe Jackson today, we wouldn't have this world we have today. I tell you one thing. I learned that life is a lot longer than a childhood. Just because you don't get to go out and play when you want to play or do all the other things that the other kids in the neighborhood are doing. If your father sees a brighter light for you, whatever, being an adult, you can see visions that children can't see. So a lot of that complaining I was doing back then, I'm happy as hell today.
Tito Jackson, 67 years old. All clearly, right. He got the deep voice in the family as opposed to his brother Michael. So happy birthday to Tito. 6:38. Are you ready? MNC Book Club.
Yes.
This is your chance to win the hardcover copy of Trials of Apollo, Book 5, The Tower of Nero, and that $25 gift card to Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. So we have a guest reader again.
Yes, we do.
Please welcome Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You are no different.
Oh, no, that's not him. Thank you. Glad to be here. Are you ready? Give me my book.
It's right there.
Thank you.
There you go. Open it to the page.
There. Right there.
That's it.
Okay.
It's just a sheet of paper.
Whatever.
Doesn't
just
matter.
Read it.
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me now. It is fun to have fun, but you have to know how. Yeah. There you go.
There we go. And that wasn't a word. But
no,
okay.
that is not a word.
That's you thinking.
Yes.
That's right. Okay.
Tell me what book that is from.
All right, very good. That's him reading, I guess.
I have no idea what he just did. He might have to read it again. Yeah, I don't know.
I thought he just wanted us to look at him.
I just heard a lot of, that's all I heard.
So from that verse, if you could tell us the title of the book, you are a winner of the MNC Book Club.
Are you going to read it again, right?
Hold on. Do you want him to read it again?
Yeah.
Yick up there. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it again.
Did you record it?
Yeah. There it is.
Okay.
Look at me now. It is fun to have fun, but you have to know how. There you go.
There we go. And that wasn't a word, but
no,
okay.
No,
that was not a word.
Identify the book that he's reading from.
Out there now.
Get through news, traffic, and weather. 9 caller 702-739-9636. Good luck. We have Shelly on the phone. Shelly, can you identify the book that verse is from that Arnold read?
I'm thinking it might be The Cat in the Hat.
Yes! You are correct! Good job, Shelly!
You are correct! See, you know our books.
I thought you'd laugh.
No, I'm still here.
Yes,
I want to answer the phone, talk to Shelly. Would you please leave? Come on, Shelly, pump it up. Are you working out?
I wish I was, but I'm getting ready to go teach my fifth graders, so I'm not working out this
time. Ah, that's a workout.
Yeah, you were a teacher.
I was a kindergarten cop.
Yes, you were.
Shut up! Drink your milk, lay down, take a nap.
Shelly, you have the book, Trials of Apollo, Book 5, The Tower of Nero, courtesy of Vegas film critic Jeff. Jeff Howard, plus a $25 gift card to enjoy Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf.
Thank you. My son is going to look forward to getting that book. He has been wanting it very much.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you.
That's why I read it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did for you? Your little boy. Your little brat. I'm
sorry. Yes, little brat.
We got. Too. We gave Arnold the cliff notes. So,
Shelly, thank you so much for listening. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick everything up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Any morning or any time you want to reach out, 702-739-9636. Same number for the text line, 702-739-9636. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It is 7:08 Thursday morning. Our executive producer, Morty, stopped by Dunkin' Donuts this morning on the way in. Picked up the ghost. The Ghost Pepper Strawberry Donuts. When do you want to do this?
Oh, whatever. Well, I'm ready now.
I don't, you're
well,
not
we got to set
all.
Up
you're
a shoot.
Taste one. I mean, you got to. Don't eat them all. Good God.
What? No, the challenge is on.
No, because he could get really sick. Oh. That's why. That's not
Mike
just
doesn't
eating
care
donuts.
About Mike.
No.
Yeah. I know.
All I'm looking for is a good video.
I'm not into that kind of radio with Morty just gawking up donuts.
Sadly, I'd still
Ghost
try.
Ghost Pepper's really hot. Yeah. Ghost Pepper's one of the hottest,
yeah,
actually.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. One of,
there's Ghost Pepper, Carolina Reaper, and then there's like another one that's ridiculous.
And you've had all those at one time or another?
But on the,
I've tried.
The Pepper Richter scale, ghost peppers are pretty high.
Yeah.
Right?
I've eaten a ghost pepper by itself, like I've taken a bite.
All right. So on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the hottest, ghost pepper is?
Like, I'd say like 11.
11? Really?
Yeah. And then the other ones are like 13 and 15 and
100. Wow. All right, so maybe on a scale from 1 to 20, maybe we expand the scale.
I'd say, it's probably about a 10 or 11.
Okay.
Yeah, wow, I'm looking at this Scoville scale, they call it. That's the Richter scale for hot peppers. Yeah,
okay.
Scoville units.
Yeah, we don't want you to hurt yourself, but I'm thinking three-camera shoot, you know. Get all the angles and everything. Let me at least see them. Or do you have them here?
Yeah, they're right here.
Look,
okay.
They just look like regular donuts. Yeah.
That's why I said it would be really funny if we did a donut roulette.
Yes, it would be funny for you. It would be very funny for Morty to do.
They look harmless.
They do.
For the unsuspecting donut eater.
Yes.
All right. Well, when you're ready,
we'll do it. Yes, let us know, and I will get all of our cameras set up.
Okay,
the lights and everything else.
We'll do that. Yes.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. High in the low 90s, upper 80s tomorrow. Looking forward to a nice weekend as well. Weather-wise, 68 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, a survey came out on how people are actually going to celebrate Halloween this year. More than two-thirds of people say, you know what, they are going to do something. Number one seems to be just staying at home and watching a good old-fashioned scary movie. So that's like half of the people out there. Some people going to decorate, carve a pumpkin, hand out candy as well. So there you go. And a lot of people just want to put on a costume. So maybe put on the costume, watch the movie, and just have some fun. Why not? Now, listen. Another, Realtor.com did this little research project. 13% of people say they live in a house that's haunted. More than half of them said they knew it before they moved in. It doesn't bother a lot of people. Main signs are strange noises, strange shadows. Hot and cold spots when you can actually feel that difference when you're moving about the house. the feel of certain rooms. And this is one thing that people say is way up there, and that's like strange pet behavior. Your pets will react to things. So
they seem to know.
They do know. They absolutely. They know if weather's coming. They
stuff like that.
Yeah, earthquakes, things like that. That they, I don't know, Squish. I don't know if Squish is that. No.
In that case, my place is haunted every single day because he just acts a fool. And...
Well, or there's that. And
Squish, you feeling an earthquake or something?
He is the earthquake.
Yes, exactly. And a new study by Stanford University says that people are attracted to partners, spouses who look like themselves. Researchers found that people seek significant others with similar physical features in the same way they look for mates with matching personalities, values. We go for the familiar, I guess. And they say that Giselle Bundchen and Tom Brady prove this theory right there. They're very, very similar. They look alike. So there you go.
And they
pretty.
Both have resting bee face.
Yes, they do. And they both wear Uggs. So there you go. Oh, my God. You wear Uggs. I wear Uggs. Get out of here.
We must be in love.
Match made in heaven.
Yay.
So they say people start looking like they're animals, they're pets. But I don't know. You start looking alike.
Sorry about
apparently.
That, Squish.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, well, apparently you and your partner look an awful lot of like now. It seems to work. So it is Thursday. A few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Carla, you had talked about things we think you should know,
yes.
The whole ghost thing. And we always talk about this getting closer to Halloween. Have you lived in a house that's haunted?
Right.
Maybe knew somebody that did. I did. Allegedly, the house was haunted. My buddy lived in. And he would say, you know, the cupboards would open and shut.
Right.
And all the typical stuff you said.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get a cool breeze or something like that.
Been in a couple that I'm pretty sure were. Angie has something in her apartment. Her cat almost every night talks to something. And I mean, it is weird looking at a wall and standing up. And it's like, what? What the hell?
The cat, right?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah. It might be an animal. Never
if you
know.
Have animal
Could
ghost.
Be. Yes. Yeah. That's very common.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a story, we want to hear it. 702-739-9636. Are you living with ghosts? Or maybe know somebody that does?
Yeah.
Or text in. Same number.
Well,
this is a woman in the UK who was going to marry a ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her?
Yeah.
She called off the wedding after he, referring to the ghost, actually changed on a trip they took to Thailand.
Yeah, he was different.
Fell in with the wrong crowd. This is the woman talking about her ghost after the breakup.
We've called a wedding off. It was going really well until we went on holiday. That was about last May, and then he just completely changed. So I think maybe he fell in with a bad crowd when we were on holiday. He kind of, he just started becoming really inconsiderate. He'd disappear for long periods of time. When he did come back, he'd bring other spirits back to the house and they'd just stay around for days. I think maybe he started doing drugs and partying a bit much.
Yeah.
Because like, he used to come back and his spirits would stay for days at a time and they'd be like crashing and banging, strange noises.
So she broke it off.
Yeah,
she called off the wedding.
I would too. I wouldn't marry the ghost if he was going to be that way.
Well, the way
I
look at it, it's her fault. She took him on a holiday to a place that had bad ghosts.
Yeah, that was why. Yeah,
so.
Sure. The fact that she was going to marry a ghost to begin with, why would you do that?
And then she got ghosted.
It's right in the name, ghost.
Well, good news is she's single, guys.
Yes.
So scoop that up. But if you have a ghost story, we want to hear about it.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this woman in England called it off. She's not going to marry the ghost.
Aww.
The ghost seemed to change. They went on holiday to Thailand, gotten mixed up with the wrong crowd.
Well, yeah.
And now she says, you know what? I'm not going to tie the knot with you.
Well, ghost or not, you know what? If they're not the thing you met originally, if they change that much, don't marry the ghost.
What's your ghost story? People texting in 702-739-9636.
These are interesting. One of our listeners said, my mom's house is haunted. We believe by my aunt and uncle who passed away. They used to live there. We'll see shadows walking around the house. The lights will turn on and off. The radio will turn on and off. Wine glasses. that were in the back of the cupboard will fall. It's just weird, she said, but it's kind of like they're unhappy that the house is a mess. And but it makes us feel like we didn't lose them completely, so we kind of welcome it. And that's what people oftentimes will say. It's like, yeah, if it's who we think it is, that is fine. Mike said the house I grew up back in Massachusetts was haunted. My parents each saw her, but I did not. I would always feel a weird presence in my room whenever I was sick. And I'm guessing it was the ghost. My parents did research at the library, discovered the house had burned down years before, and a woman perished in that fire. Oh. So that's pretty typical.
And they built a new house on that property?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
On sacred ground.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. But if you don't know and you rebuild or you fix,
yeah,
you know, then that can happen.
My brother went by my grandparents' house in Hammond, Indiana, and asked the owners if, you know, he said, this is where my grandparents lived, and we grew up here, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You think I could take a walk through it and, you know, like a lot of people do. And he did, and they let him in, and he did. And I said, did you tell him that Grandpa died in the back bedroom?
Yeah.
And then he said, if anybody takes this house over.
Yeah, there you go.
He goes, hell no, I didn't tell him that. Well maybe they should know.
And do you know how many people die at home? So, I mean, that, you know, and maybe they don't quite cross over yet. You know, that's what they say. When there's a ghost, they haven't crossed over. And they need to, you know, they're sitting
wrap
there kind of waiting.
Up here.
Yeah, but they don't always do that.
I would want to know.
Yeah.
Somebody died in my house?
Well, I mean, a lot of family members will die. A parent will die in your house, something like that. So, which is kind of, sadly, kind of common.
Used to be more common than it is now. But I will tell you, if something like that happened, I would want to know. I think I would.
Oh,
maybe I do.
That's funny because, I mean, I think I bet half the houses you buy, somebody died in.
Yeah. Really?
Family member. Oh, yeah.
Maybe even yours.
Yeah.
No.
Could be.
No.
People. People. Mm-hmm. You know. Die. They do.
I built my house. I mean, years ago. It's nothing fancy. It's an old house, but I built it. So.
Yeah, but I mean, people. You know, like I say, people die at home. They just die.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So you never know.
Has anybody else come up on that? All of a sudden, I'm sorry. What? What happened in our house? Why did you tell that? Don't they have to disclose that, though?
Well, no, they have to disclose if somebody was, like, murdered or something.
Okay.
No, but like I say, I mean, people die every day at home.
All right.
You wake up, things like that. But, yeah, if somebody's murdered, then they're supposed to disclose
like my
that
next-door neighbors.
One.
Okay. Yeah. People still texting in about those ghost stories.
Yes, they are.
I love it. I love it.
Boy, there are some interesting ones. Let me see here. Vicky. She said, in 1992, I saw a spirit at my house. Now, a friend said she died in the house, and I described her, and she said, oh, my God, that was her. She said, I never met the lady or saw her or knew who she was, but she seemed friendly. Shauna said, I'm an adopted child. I went to live with my parents just before I turned 10. First few nights later in my new room, I woke up, I saw a lady rocking in a chair watching me. I told my mom, and she said, well, we don't even have a rocking chair.
Oh, boy.
She said, a couple weeks later, I was helping my mom go through a cabinet, found some pictures of the lady. I said, that's her right there. That's who was in my room. She said, well, that can't be. That's Grandma Frances, Daddy's mom. She passed away a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's what you want to tell a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Now go to bed.
But
go to sleep.
Say most kids, they say the kids see ghosts generally before adults do.
Oh.
And they chat and they become friendly with them. So, yeah. I know you don't believe in any of this, but I totally do. Totally do. I swear to God, my mom came to visit me shortly after she died.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it was weird.
I will tell you a weird dream, though. I had I'm having this dream, and somebody's yelling, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And yells real loud, Mike, and I wake up.
Yeah.
And my alarm is just about to go off.
Okay.
Like they're waking me up or something.
Could be.
So,
could very well be. Are you feeling
them
touching you?
No, not yet.
Well,
nobody touches me.
Are you smelling smoke? Well, there's that.
There's that, too. So, oh, my God. So many weird things going on. It's Gloria Gaynor.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On
96.3. So suck on that.
KKLZ.
So getting in the spirit of Halloween, our executive producer, Morty, bought a half a dozen of the Ghost Pepper Strawberry Donuts from Dunkin' Donuts. Got the box in.
Ooh.
We're going to do it this hour. It's something that I think we just shoot video and post it on the Mike and Carla Facebook page.
Yes, people keep asking if Morty's tried them yet. I said, no, we'll do it next hour, so that'll be this hour.
Now, when you do it, and if you don't know, Morty likes spicy stuff. Yes, he likes that kind of stuff. Yeah. You going to have something cool to drink right afterwards or no?
I did.
You have milk?
I had this.
You might want to put a little more milk in there.
Or something.
Milk takes that down, that heat, it'll take that down. So I got some extra.
I didn't think that out.
And Carla's been looking at the hot pepper gauge or list of what's hot.
It's like the hottest just under the, Carolina Reaper.
Yeah.
So
the ghost pepper,
which are the hottest on like the Scoville scale. I'm sure people out there would say, well, you know, there's one in Indonesia that but
the Indonesia.
Yeah, I it's one of the two hottest on the Scoville scale.
Wow.
So let's just go there. Ghost pepper.
Okay.
Yeah. And don't everybody. Come on. He's a puss, man. Come on. That's because you people have no taste buds left. None. My brother has said he likes really spicy. And my brother has said, the spicier you go, you just kill off your taste buds. Yep. Anyhow, so you need to go spicier.
And there's
a lot
of people like Morty that want that kind of thing.
I think
the hotter the better.
And there's a lot of people like Morty who are dumb who will just can't handle really spicy stuff, but still do it.
But it's a challenge. That's Morty's extreme
there. I like eggs, and I eat eggs. I shouldn't eat eggs because I have to sit around for about an hour to see what's going to happen
before
I hop in a car.
I can tell you this much.
Really? Is that your I can't eat those
I won't be sitting around for an hour on this one.
I'm just comparing.
You might call my name and I will be nowhere to be found. I will be at home.
That's our segment of guess what I can't eat anymore.
You see a gray truck flying down Durango, move out of the way.
Well, the more you know about us, the more you...
We do those things that don't like us, but it's like I'm eating it anyhow. Nothing's going to happen this time. Oh, wait a minute. Yep. No, it might be. Yeah.
I'll be right
back.
I'm
going to be right back. Shouldn't have had the scrambled eggs. Well, yeah.
Maybe I'll take the paper.
I should not have eaten
me.
The broccoli. I'm so sorry. Jeez.
All right. So we'll video it and see how things turn out.
Oh, man.
Sunshine going to be nice today, tomorrow, right through the weekend. No matter what you have planned, it's going to be perfect. Back up to 72 now. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, my God. Too funny, kids. This is just an interesting tidbit. Every once in a while, you'll see something from Toy Story, right? You'll see maybe some other videos, or you'll see a commercial. Tom Hanks does not do that voice of Woody in those. His brother does. You've seen his pictures, I'm sure. Jim Hanks, he does all of the other voices of Woody. Video games.
That Tom doesn't have time for or doesn't want to do.
I guess so. Or maybe he's throwing his brother a little bone, throwing some work his way.
You know what other celebrity used to do that? Sam Kennison's brother.
Oh, well,
He used to do a lot of phone interviews into radio stations if Sam either wouldn't or couldn't do the interview.
There's a comic named Gas. I can't remember his name now. But he used to also do that.
Same thing.
People are all going, wait a second, I wasn't listening. No, you were not, as a matter of fact. Good or bad, I don't know. Disney says they would like Robert Downey Jr. for a future Star Wars project.
Oh.
Disney insiders, they're not saying anything specific about the role or storyline yet, but I know he's pretty tied to Marvel at this point. So I don't know if that would hurt people. I don't know. I don't know if that would be too tough.
Well, his Marvel days are over.
Or not,
He's washed up.
Are they really?
Yes, he's washed up.
Are they really?
Supposedly, it's over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought that maybe they weren't, but... Masked Singer, spoiler alert. Everybody turn your radio down if you don't want to hear.
Warning, where's my warning? Yes. Warning.
Who the baby alien was. Did you see it last night?
I did not. Morning? Closing
no,
my ears.
I actually didn't get to see it last night either. But it, whatever. The baby alien, turn it down if you don't want to hear. Turn it down.
All right.
Former NFL player. Former NFL player Mark Sanchez.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was butt interesting. Fumble. Yeah, that's right.
The butt fumbler guy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, that's right. He sure is cute, though. God, he's cute.
Yeah.
But yes, it was him. He wasn't horrible. He wasn't great, but he wasn't horrible.
They seem to pick all the NFL players that have gone crazy or had some weird thing happen to them on the field.
Exactly. So, yeah, watch it. It's such a great show. It is such a good show. I enjoy the campiness of it all. Not so much the judges, but the campiness of the rest of it. That is my take for now, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
Big Mike on the phone. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to send love. I know you guys had your memorial yesterday. We were thinking about you guys all day. And also wanted to tell you, I did that donate yesterday.
Did you like it?
Oh, no.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't want to spoil the experience, but I'll tell you what it was like for me. It's going to be the most potent, and it's not as intense as I think Duncan makes it out to be.
Right.
But that first bite, you're gonna feel it when you do that first bite and swallow. But after that, you're kind of like, could you expect it to be so much more?
And Big Mike, do you like spicy stuff? I mean, do you crave that kind of thing?
I don't necessarily crave it, but I've done these different challenges here and there. Like, you know, when that one chip challenge was really popular.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I did that, much to my regret.
Okay.
Yeah, I did that.
We were raising money for charity, so I suffered a little, but you'll feel it more than normal, but it's fun. It's a fun thing to do.
All right, Mike, have a good day.
Thank you, Big Mike.
So, Morty, our executive producer, picked up some Dunkin' Donuts, the Ghost Pepper Strawberry Donuts. And Morty, you're not going to try and eat all these within the 3-minute time limit, are you?
No.
Okay.
But I mean, if I can handle it, I'll eat more.
Like you did before, the jelly donuts.
Well, yeah. he was trying to set the Guinness Book of World Records.
I think if I eat like 3, I'll probably set a record.
You probably will, actually. You probably will.
All right.
Oh, there we go.
Well, you know what? We're going to video all this and post it on the our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with. Through our website, 963kklz.com, so you can check it all out. But
should I eat one now?
We just want to see the initial reaction.
All right, here we go.
All right, this is the first one, right there. Ghost pepper.
Don't smell it.
Smell it.
Yeah,
it's my
favorite.
Get the feel.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. There we go. Uh-oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What's happening?
Not much, because his taste buds are dead.
Oh, it creeps up.
Oh,
it slowly creeps.
It's a creeper.
I see. It has like a. It's almost like Tabasco in the beginning.
Okay.
Oh, but it gets hotter.
Oh, geez. Oh, God.
Wait, whoa. I was going to say, take a huge bite.
He just did.
Okay.
He took a pretty big bite. Yeah.
How's it going? How you feeling?
Mike has obviously never had anything hotter than hot pepper. Yeah.
No.
I really think this isn't bad at all.
Okay.
You know the jelly donut with the hot sauce on it?
Yeah.
It almost exactly like that. Just put strawberry.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'll eat more.
Look at you having a feast then.
Okay. Ooh, all right.
Well, he's still on the first one. Let's see how far he goes.
Yeah, I know.
And we'll continue to videotape.
All right.
Wow, look at... Well, he's still in the... Still in the control room.
Not bothering
so.
Him.
No, not at all. Stuck it all in his mouth, the remainder of that first donut. Good luck.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
I will tell you this. Our executive producer, Morty, he is a super trooper.
Yeah, he is.
And so you down 3 of those in less than 3 minutes.
Wow.
With that hot stuff on it. And you said it's not bad.
No, it's hot. It's not bad, but it's hot.
And took one sip of whatever that is turned into now.
Yeah.
But
it's my pink drink.
Yes, your pink drink.
John, there's a couple left there.
You should try one, John.
You should try one. I might have to have a taste. John's going to do this and then do news, by the way. Yeah.
John just stuck half the donut in his mouth.
Give it a minute. Just give it a minute.
Morty said it creeps up on you.
Yeah, he said it kind of creeps up on you.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, okay. It's hot. Okay.
You want to finish that off before?
Not bad. Okay. Well, now I think I need to try a piece of one.
Oh, be like Lady and the Tramp, and you'd be on one end.
Sure. Go into the middle. There we go.
The sweetness of the icing helps counteract the hotness, and it tastes good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Everybody survived. Everybody's fine. Don't be afraid.
I think the real challenge is Mike having one.
No.
I know. Having a bite of one.
That is a challenge.
Or having a piece of one.
And then washing it down with coffee.
Yeah. No, Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, I got Diet Pepsi.
Here, so.
8:40, we're still giving away another pair of tickets for the first class tour, Las Vegas Ballpark.
Yes.
Which is so cool. Hot dog, a beverage, and you go everywhere in the ballpark. It's a lot of fun. Here you go. We're going to play a clip from a baseball movie.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is tell us the movie this clip is from. Listen closely. Here it is.
May our feet be swift. May our bats be mighty. May our balls be plentiful. Lord, I'd just like to thank you for that waitress in South Bend. You know who she is. She kept calling your name.
All right. I think pretty much everybody knows, but
that's just for us.
Yes.
Great movie.
It was a great movie. It is a great movie. 702-739-9636. I'm going to tell you now. The lines are on hold.
Okay.
Get through news and weather, and then we'll take them off hold. Look for caller number 9 with the correct answer. One more time. Here it is.
May our feet be swift. May our bats be mighty. May our balls be plentiful. Lord, I just like to thank you for that waitress in South Bend. You know who she is. She kept calling your name.
All right. Good luck. A chance to win these first class VIP tour tickets for the Las Vegas Ballpark. All you have to do is tell us the movie this clip is from. Here it is.
May our feet be swift. May our bats be mighty. May our balls be plentiful. And Lord, I just like to thank you for that waitress in South Bend. You know who she is. She kept calling your name.
Misty, can you tell everybody the name of the movie that clip is from?
A League of Their Own.
Yeah. There you go. Good job.
Tom Hanks, of course. We were just talking about him earlier.
Yes, that's right.
That was the real Tom Hanks, not his brother.
Yes, the real one.
You got a couple of VIP first class tour tickets of the Las Vegas Ballpark. This is going to be so much fun for you and a friend. They're going to throw in a hot dog, a beverage. If you want more, they're going to have everything open for you. So you'll see the ballpark, dugouts, locker rooms, everything. It's going to be so cool. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick everything up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. And you guys are awesome. I can't imagine my morning without you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Police in Pennsylvania tracking down a guy who recently broke into a Taco Bell. Turns out he's been arrested for breaking into at least 30 other Taco Bells. And when they put out the BOLO, the warrant, they found out he was in jail in Indiana.
Oh, geez.
For breaking into a Taco Bell.
Wow, it's that important to him, huh? Okay.
Man, I want to meet this guy.
Yeah. You're here. It's Morty's hero.
Those pizzas must be as good as everybody.
He's hawking the food. He's selling the food, man.
New Guinness record has been set, the world record for smashing coconuts around somebody's body while blindfolded.
Okay.
The guy who's blindfolded uses a sledgehammer to smash 50 coconuts in 1 minute.
Wow.
Without hitting another guy who's lying on the ground surrounded by the coconuts.
Oh, okay. It's a whack-a-mole kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a trust game.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I mean, 50.
That's pretty good.
To lift and use a sledgehammer. Yeah. That gets tiring real quick.
Yeah.
He's got to be a strong man. One of those strong men. doing it.
And very trustworthy.
Ooh, yeah.
Clearly,
yeah.
From the other guys.
Whoever's laying on the ground. Yeah, I hope that's a friend. Well, I hope it's not a friend. Jeez. Poor guy.
There's something for you to shoot for.
No.
Yes, no?
I can't. I'm good on that one.
No, I'm
not crack
really.
The coconuts.
There you go.
Even more so, I'm good.
Okay.
Good.
You don't want to do it.
I'll stay home because I don't want to see either of it happen. Oh, my God. You hitting them and you... Oh, it hurts me.
Just 48. Ooh, we were so close.
I know. Yeah, Morty, sit still. Listen, an officer in New York, Troy, New York, he's recovering. He shot himself in the foot. Was it Barney Fife? He was adjusting his pants when his gun discharged, sent a bullet right through his foot. Now, his other officers had to put a tourniquet on him, stop the bleeding. Aww. He's going to be okay, but... whatever.
Who was the football player that did that for the New York Giants?
Oh, I don't.
He said they went out clubbing. He goes, hold on, I got to get my gun.
Yeah, well, that's smarter. Get your gun.
And he put it in his pants and it went off.
Leave it till you need your gun. Leave it.
Plaxico
don't put it in
burst?
Your pants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Plaxico.
Don't put it in your pants, Barney Fife. Jeez. And this is too bad. A man in the UK was charged with assault. Because he tooted in an Uber, and he kept tooting in the Uber. Jimmy, he was headed to a nightclub with friends, and he just kept tooting.
One's okay, I think, if you keep tooting.
Well, his Uber driver said, no, get out. Get out if you're going to keep doing that. And then a fight started.
Oh, boy.
And he was charged with assault, and he was given some time, actually, in the U.K. You don't fart in an Uber and get away with it.
I think you're going to walk away.
Yeah, dudes, I just kept doing it. Oh, no, you didn't. Get out, and there are the police. You keep your toots to yourself,
the
okay?
Fart police.
Yes, Exactly. You're not passing gas in my Uber, mister.
Uh-uh.
No, get out now.
Okay.
It is Thursday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully kick your day off on a positive note. Just a quick story about the aquarium in Long Beach, California. They've got seals, they've got penguins, and they are teaching them to paint. And mammalogists say that the painting stimulates the sea lions and penguins when people aren't around. And there haven't been as many people around, of course, because of the coronavirus. Well, they're doing a lot of painting, and the aquarium is selling some of their artwork now, and all of the money is going to charity. They hope to raise about $100,000 to help out, you know, some of the homeless in the L.A. area, some of the people who are out of work, and all of that. Now, keep in mind, it's all painted. It's all painted by the seals, sea lions, and penguins at the aquarium in Long Beach, which is it's a really cool aquarium, too. Mm-hmm. So there you go. If you go, maybe get online. You want to buy a piece by, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? One of the penguins, maybe. I don't know if, they don't have opposable thumbs, so they can't really hold a brush, but... They got you know, feathers. They got all sorts of things to make some different, I don't know, cool paintings.
But imagine if you walked into a home and somebody said, oh, my God, is that a penguin?
Yeah.
Yes, that's a penguin.
A penguin painted that.
Yes, is that a Van Gogh? Is that a whatever? Yeah.
Well, I would rather have that. Come on. We all have the kids' artwork, don't we? It's like, who did, what is that?
It framed from Ethan.
Is that a penguin? No, that's me, apparently. But thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Or a local feel-good story, we want to hear about it. 702-739-9636.
Yes, my hair is fusilli pasta. That's what that is right there. Hey, by the way, today's the last day to do your census. This is it. Today's the deadline. So get it in if you haven't.
Yes.
Do it.
Very important.
People.
All right. Kicking off the 96-minute morning music marathon, Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the day. Recapping the show is all about ghosts. We talked about haunted houses. If you're living with a ghost, that poor woman who had to break off her wedding, her marriage to a ghost, because he changed. They went to Thailand and started hanging out with a bad crew, and before you know it...
Why do I think that ghost was the lucky one?
She's single again. Ghost pepper strawberry donuts from Dunkin'. Morty ate three within 3 minutes. He survived. He's fine. Even John, before doing the news.
Yeah, that was pretty funny because it was like, it's fine. This is good. It's not. It's night. And then halfway
in the
through.
Middle.
Yeah. You okay?
And you're going to try one, right?
I know. I might try a bite of one, a piece of one.
I might do that. Just a little sliver. Okay. And Taco Bell. There's a guy in back in the Midwest.
Yes.
Serial Taco Bell robber.
Mm-hmm.
That Morty has fallen
Shut
in love
up,
with.
Shut up, Morty.
So next Netflix series Morty's is going to be coming out.
Morty's going to be writing him now in jail.
Oh. How do you do it?
I'll come visit.
Listen, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.